One of your measures getting a committee hearing today in the form of update on the law for service dogs.
Yes, my Senate Bill 335 basically is an act that puts in mental health service dogs in the definition of service dogs in our state statute. It's very important. These dogs are specifically trained to help the owners who may suffer from mental disorders such as PTSD, schizophrenia, epilepsy, and other mental illnesses. Currently, mental health service dogs are not in our state statute, but they are defined in the ADA. And this is just putting some clarity in order to make sure that they're included and have the same rights as other owners with other types of service dogs, such as hearing dogs and seeing eye dogs.
We've heard a lot about these dogs over the last few years, especially after the Gulf and Iraq War, the need for them and how crucial a role they play.
Yes, they play a very crucial role, especially in our veterans that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress disorder. These dogs do a lot of great things for them, and they're much needed in order to help our veterans here in Missouri.
Big week for the Senate Appropriations Committee after the governor releasing his version of the budget. The real work begins for you and the others in that panel.
Yes, we started off this week going through the budget books and looking at the governor's recommendations and comparing that to the department requests as well as the last two fiscal years' budgets. It's a very time-consuming and tedious process when you have to go through those thousands of line items, but it's something that the people in my district elected me to do is come up and make those tough choices. Many of the decisions that we have to make in order to keep a balanced budget, which means cutting about $572 million from the budget, are not easy. But I know that my constituents trust and believe in me, and I'm going to do the best job I can to help create and craft a balanced budget for the state of Missouri.
Be some new faces as well, not just on the appropriations panel itself, but those running these departments throughout the state.
Yes, we've heard testimony from a lot of the different agency directors. All these agency directors, for the most part, are new. There are a few holdovers from the prior administration, but it's a new learning experience for them and definitely a new learning experience for us dealing with these different directors.